John chapter 1, verse 26. John answered them, that is John the Baptist, I baptize with water, but there stands one among you whom you do not know. It is he who, coming after me, is preferred before me, whose sandal strap I am not worthy to loose. These things were done in Bethany beyond the Jordan, where John was baptizing. The next day John saw Jesus coming toward him and said, Behold, the Lamb of God who takes away the sin of the world. This is he of whom I said, After me comes a man who is preferred before me, for he was before me. I did not know him, but that he should be revealed to Israel, therefore I came baptizing with water. Now you see, the people of that day, they were looking for a Messiah. They were looking for the one who was going to save them. They were looking actually for the one who's going to save Israel out of the bondages that they were in. And so when Jesus came on the scene, to some, he wasn't a big surprise, or I shouldn't say that, he wasn't a surprise. But when you're looking for something, you generally have an expectation of finding it. And these people were looking for something. Let's continue to read here in verse 31. I did not know him, but that he should be revealed to Israel. Therefore, I came baptizing with water. And John bore witness, saying, I saw the Spirit descending from heaven like a dove. He remained upon him. I did not know him, but he who sent me. John said, he who sent me told him something. He who sent me, well, in John chapter 1, verse 6, it says, there was a man sent from God whose name was John. And this is John the Baptist. He was sent by God. So John here, when he says, the one who sent me told me that the one whom you see, the Spirit of God descending, he's the Messiah. And so the one that sent John was the Father. When God is moving, when God is shifting gears, we need to be able to shift with him. We need to be able to go with him whenever he says go. Andrew was one of these. He was willing to let go. He was willing to leave the blessing of John the Baptist and go with Jesus. He was able to leave the good for the better. Romans chapter 6, verse 4, the Apostle Paul teaching, he said, Therefore we were buried with him through baptism into death. So going through the waters of baptism is like being buried with Christ, that just as Christ was raised from the dead by the glory of the Father, even so we also should walk in newness of life. So when we're raised up out of the water, it's like experiencing resurrection. As Jesus experienced resurrection, into a newness of life. When we go under the water, we want that old man that had his way all this time, we want that thing to be drowned in the water. And so that when we come up, we'll experience new life in Christ Jesus. We'll be a people who will be able to experience new life. Again, 1 Corinthians 12, 13. For by one Spirit we were all baptized into one body, that is the church. We were all baptized, we all became one into the church. When we come to Christ, when the Spirit of God moves upon us, there's something happens that we become part of the church. Don't give up on the church. You know, the church is often demonstrated, or pardon me, a ship is often used as a type of the church. You know, when you're on board, you're in a big ship, you come and you're part of that ship. You're part of everything that's happening on that ship. Well, the church is like that. When we're calling out, when you get baptized, you're being baptized into Christ, baptized into his body. And so you are part of the church. You're part of the ship. Don't ever give up on the ship. You might go through some troubles, some difficult times on the ship. There's some things in the church, for instance, that you might have problems with. There's things that might happen to you within the church. But don't give up in the church. Don't give up on the ship. Even no matter what you're going through, hang on. We must stay in the ship. The ship of the church is the only one that's going to be docking on heaven's shores one day. The church is the only one. So it's so important. Don't jump ship when it comes to the church. God the Father has created you and I. And we, through our experiences in life, we got caught in the enemy's territory. In Satan's trap, we became a slave in Satan's army. But the Lord Jesus Christ, he came down to earth from heaven and paid the highest price so that we could be bought back and become children of God again. Now, when we come to the communion table this morning, I want us to think about that. Are we in the place of the kingdom of God? Are we in the Father's arms this morning?